In one of his first acts in office, President Biden extended the federal eviction moratorium until March 31st. Those eviction bans have kept up to 40 million people in their homes during the economic crisis brought on by the pandemic. And early research shows that they've also helped lower COVID-19 transmission rates. But for smaller landlords like Ayat Nieves, moratoriums don't solve the problem. Nieves is a real estate agent in Buffalo, New York, and owns 7 rental units. We spoke back in July, and he joins me again now. Ayat, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. In New York, the eviction moratorium has already been extended into May, so President Biden's federal extension doesn't really change much for you personally. But as a matter of principle, why are you against what you call blanket eviction moratoriums?
Blanket moratoriums are incentivizing some tenants who otherwise have the ability to pay not to pay. It's also putting a bandage on the problem. The problem is we need $70 billion, according to Forbes magazine, to pay off all rental arrears. People need help paying rent going forward. And almost half of the landlords in this country are mom and pop landlords, and 42% have a mortgage on their property.
So some of the help is coming. President Biden has promised $25 billion for rental relief, and that's in addition to the billions that have already been earmarked for rental assistance by the stimulus package. Will that help your tenants and then by extension help you?
Absolutely. Here in Buffalo, we've applied for the COVID CARES relief, and I've received up to $3,500 in rental arrears, which made most people whole for 2020. But now in 2021, half of my properties haven't paid their rent. Some are applying for additional relief. Other tenants simply refuse to answer our calls or make a good face payment.
Wow, half of your tenants haven't paid their rent? Tell me more about that.
So on one case, a tenant claimed that she had coronavirus and she had to quarantine. So I helped her navigate the website, which is through the 211 system, and apply. But she told me she's had a lot of problems and poor quality internet. Another tenant was recently approved for December and January payment, but I'm concerned if she can pay February and going forward. A third tenant forgot to recertify his paperwork, so his rental assistance was cut off for January and February. And if he doesn't turn his paperwork in, I won't get paid for March or the foreseeable future. It's been pretty tough.
Yeah, it sounds like it. We see that across the country, 28% of renters began the new year with an unpaid rent bill, and that's according to the company Apartment List. So for you, it's actually worse than that. What does that mean financially for you? How much pressure does that put on you and your business?
It's very difficult. As a realtor, we shut down in New York State. I was a non-essential worker, so I didn't work for 2 months. So my income as a realtor has been cut in half. And the rental properties provide me supplemental income, but they also take a lot of work. For example, the one unit that's not paying me, I invested over $12,000 last year, and I still haven't recouped that, and now I'm not making money.
This is so complicated because obviously we hear you and we feel your pain. On the other hand, you know, you were telling us a story about one of your tenants who got sick with COVID and can't pay. So what's the solution here? What would make everything better for both you and for the people who are in your buildings?
The government needs to pay off the $70 billion needed to pay off all rental arrears. And for some tenants who, you know, are over that threshold, they should provide zero interest loans. They should also make loans more readily available to landlords and tenants. And then they should expand the Section 8 voucher housing voucher program nationwide. Currently, there are 3 million families on the waiting list. And if they didn't close the list, there'd be over 9 million families.
Do you think at any point in this crisis, it is appropriate to evict people?
Absolutely. Here in Buffalo, we've had several instances in which tenants are engaged in illegal behavior. In one such example, the tenant had a dispute with the lower tenant and they shot up the house. So those tenants should be removed immediately. And others doing illegal activity should be as well.
The last time we spoke, you had mentioned that the housing market in Buffalo was really, really picking up in July because people were looking to buy homes outside of New York City, leave the big expensive city and go to someplace cheaper. How are things today? I mean, it's amazing in this crisis that we're in that the housing market is still as strong as it is. And I just wonder how that affects your rental business.
The housing market's doing great. Demand is up and supply is low. And, you know, we put in a lot of offers with first-time homebuyers. and we're getting outbid 20, 30, 40,000, sometimes more. This one house we put an offer in on, there was 36 offers in total.
So with the housing market so hot in Buffalo and with your rental business suffering as much as it is, are you tempted to sell, to get out of it?
Absolutely. We've considered it, and a lot of my landlord associates are actually doing the same. I have a landlord. He's got 20 units. 10 are vacant by choice. The 10 that are occupied, only half are paying. We're currently liquidating his portfolio one by one.
The challenge here is that affordability just becomes out of reach for so many people. Ayat Nieves, a landlord and a real estate agent in Buffalo, New York, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd.
And I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.